LiveWire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for LiveWire. I have pleasure to welcome Lorraine McIntosh. How are you?
Hello, Ling. Lovely to be here with you today. I'm absolutely fabulous, thank you.
You started music young.
At school, you were not one of the original member of the band at the time. It was a group of seven with Stephen McIntosh. Because you got similar surname, I'm just wondering, Yes. Are you connected in any way?
Yes, Stephen, we were married for 20 years and we was in the band together for 20 years. And yes, that's married. That's why I've got the same surname.
You were still at school, and it was a band of seven first, started as a boy band, and then two girls joined, and then you subsequently replaced one of the girls who left. How did that come about?
Well, I mean, I was very young, and I met Stephen when I was about 14 years old, and he had his band, and we were boyfriend and girlfriend, very young boyfriend and girlfriend, and he said, I've got a band. And come and see it. So I went to see it. And ironically, the two girls that were singing in the Cool Notes were two of my best friends from school. And Audrey and Valerie. And I went to see them a couple of times. And then one of the girls left and I replaced them because he heard me singing along. And he's like, Do you want to join my band? And I thought, oh, okay, I'll join the band. And I was only 14 then, and that's how I kind of got into it.
When do you discover that you have a beautiful singing voice? Did friends tell you about it, or you always loved singing when you were very young? Was it in your blood?
Well, I think for any young girl or boy growing up and they've got their mum in the kitchen, you know, listening to Doris Day and, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, jazz music. And then my dad loved music as well. So they'd be playing jazz music and all kind of. My mum would sing along. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what kids and young people do. They sing along. So I love music. And plus, my sister used to buy lots of really cool music and bring it home. And we used to have, play it on the radio. And then I got into Diana Ross and Aretha Franklin and would sing along. But when I went to school, I still loved singing along. And a couple of my best friends, not those two girls I mentioned before, we formed a little singing band. So at school, we used to go to hospitals and perform for for people in hospitals, but it wasn't taken seriously there. I never thought that one day I would end up being a singer, because it was just something that we did. And my dad used to I don't think it was called Top of the Pops then.
Your girls look so beautiful, tiny waist. I mean, of course, you genetically, you're naturally slim, some people are. Did you have to work on it as well?
No, not at all. Just think, in those days, the metabolism was much better than it is now. But no, it was
running around a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of running around, a lot of gigging, and just, I'm quite an active person then and now. But it just kind of stayed off for quite a good few years. And then as you get older, as you know, that it's the metabolism slows down. But no, back in the day, I didn't have to work at it at all.
Did you continue in music all the way through, or have you had other careers in between?
I've only ever done the music. When I first left school, I joined the solicitor's office and worked in the solicitor's office, Girl Friday, learning stuff like that. But, once I joined the band and, started doing the music, which kind of pretty much kicked off when we were 15, doing the reggae music and,
Talk about reggae music, of course, in 1974, your band was discovered by the incredible Desmond Dekker, and you were invited to become their backing group. Were you thrilled at that?
Yes, it's like, because I'd only seen Desmond Dekker on telly, knew this man that sung with his mouth twisting up, and, he was something, a talking point for most people, because they knew Desmond Dekker, for his songs, favorites, his famous songs, and to become, like his backing band was incredible.
I remember one of his most amazing songs I also love is that you can get if you really want. The tune is still very familiar today. But from then on, I think your guys toured with him for about a couple of years. And what happened after that?
Well, we made records, the Cool Notes made records for a good few years, changing from the reggae into the soul
And dance.
and dance music. Yeah. So like I said, I've done that for 20 years, and then the band kind of dispersed, and I just went on and started doing sessions and touring the world and working with different artists. I left the Cool Notes after 20 years. And my relationship came to an end with my ex-husband, and I just went off and started doing session singing, and that's what I've done for another 30 years, trying not to give away the date so that no one can't work out. All right.
Your life begins in London. Is that where
Yes, yes.
you were born?
I was actually born in Kilburn, but I grew up in South London. I grew up in Clapham, yeah.
So you've been here a very long
South
time.
London, yes.
Obviously, when you were touring around the world, did you get to know other countries that you also appreciate, you like?
I've been so lucky. I've been to some incredible places, really. But when you're touring sometimes and you've got a bit of a schedule, you don't always get time off. You drive overnight and get off the tour bus and, go to the hotel, come out and do a gig and get back on again and go somewhere else. And it's not always you get a lot of time to enjoy where you've been. But there have been a few occasions where we've had some days off here and there and had chance to explore and look around.
So I think it's remarkable the level of energy and enthusiasm artists have. I always admire that.
And I think one thing about what people don't realize, they do think that it's all glam and glitter, but I mean, most people, they'll get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, travel for an hour or half an hour and go and do their 8 hour day, and then they go home with their families. But when you're a musician or in this industry, and it's not only this industry, of course, it's lots of different people, but you leave your house in the morning and you drive or fly to another country or wherever you are, then your day starts when you've got to your destination and you do sound check, and then you have to go on stage at 9 o'clock in the evening, whereas you may have already left home at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then you're going on stage at 9 o'clock for a couple of hours, and then you've got to get to the hotel. So your days are really long, or can be really long,
Do you find being an artist, particularly in a band of seven, sometimes people say, that lady in the song, the Cool Note, and they make a hit, spend the night. Do you find people introduce you that way rather than saying your name first?
Well, the thing is, I mean, back in the day when I was in the Cool Notes, yes, but because I've had a 30-year span of not being in the band, and I'm still not a band, I'm still not in the Cool Notes currently. I am now, obviously, like as you probably know, that I'm coming out as a solo artist. But people have referred back to, you are the girl that was in the Cool Notes. And yes, I was in the Cool Notes, and I can't change that. I
No,
did
you
sing,
can't.
I sung on those records, and I performed those TV shows, and that is my history. That is what I've done. And now people do say to me exactly what you said and say, aren't you the girl that used to be in the band, the Cool Notes?
In 1991, PWL, Peter Waterman wanted to sign you, Lorraine, as a solo artist to their label, but your loyalty to the remaining two Cool Notes, so the group signed a deal. Your band recorded and released two records with Stock, Aiken, and Waterman.
What was the experience like working with such a great producers and songwriters?
It was working at PWL Records was amazing, actually. I enjoyed it, and as they call it, the hit factory. And it definitely was. I don't think I'd ever been into a building that had so much action going on. It was fabulous. There was somebody down there, mixing a record, and somebody else in another room putting keyboards down, and you've got somebody upstairs putting vocals down. It was good times. It was a lovely, brilliant experience.
Because there's so many artists that you're connected with are also, they're my idols too, like Beverly Knight and Andy William.
I know.
Wow, what a decade. I mean, his songs, Melt my
Oh,
heart. I mean, can't take my eyes off you. Every
I
time we women
know.
hear that, no matter how you feel, with an apron in the kitchen, we feel beautiful.
Ah, oh, do you know what? I remember being a little girl and sitting down, and you maybe remember the Andy Williams show and sitting watching the blue eyes, and he used to sing and look up into the sky, daydreaming, and he just used to captivate me. And then as the years went on, and then I ended up someone saying, "Oh, Andy Williams is doing a tour. Would you like to come along and sing?" It was up to date. It was one of my best tours.
The Lighthouse Family, the hits, is
Yeah.
always so nothing complicated, but the tune flows
Flows.
beautiful, lifted. I love those songs.
Yes, exactly. Simple melodies, but everything meant so much. And that was a good tour as well.
And you're now an independent artist. And what are your current project and what are your plans for the next 5 years?
Oh, I haven't actually thought that far ahead, but I must give Shalimar the most credit actually, because I've been touring with them for 10 years now. And when I joined them, I joined as a backing singer, and I never told them that I was in the call notes. And we'd be doing gigs, and people, like you say, would come up and say to them, "That girl doing the BVs, didn't she used to be in a band called the Call Notes?" And I never told them, I never told Howard, Jeffrey, or Carolyn. And then they'd come and say to me, "Why didn't you tell us you used to be in a band called the Call Notes?" And I'd say, "Well, I'm here to do backing for you, and I'm not here to promote myself." So that's what I was there for. But as time has gone on, especially Carolyn would be the one that says, "You need to make a record. You need to come back out again." And I'd say, "Well, I've got so used to doing this now, I feel comfortable being in the background." And no, but she would give me so much encouragement and just encourage me basically to make music. So after all this time, I've decided, okay, I'm going to try it and see what happens.
Recently, you played at the 51st State Festival. How did that
Yeah,
go? How did that go?
that was my very first gig, the 51st State thing. And that was very daunting for me because it was a massive festival. But I was lucky enough to be on the in a tent that had Junior Gisbum there as well. So I felt a little bit more comfortable that he was there. I didn't feel so alone. But that was my first gig. That was a bit scary for me, stepping out into the big wide world alone after all that time.
Have you been becoming busier and busier lately since you have now decided to set your career in music full time again? Any new music
Yes,
coming along?
I wrote during lockdown. I taught myself how to use Logic and record. And got all the gears because I've always had studios in my house and
Oh,
engineers, and
lovely, lovely.
never ever learned how to do it. So during lockdown, I thought, "Come on now, what are you going to do?" And so I taught myself how to use Logic. Not great at it, but I get by. And how to record my vocals and stuff. And I think it's because it's an ever-changing world and we
It
have to
is,
keep up. So I didn't want to get left behind either. So I taught myself how to use Logic. So I decided to write a couple of songs, which I have done.
Lovely.
And, yeah, and then I've got a single coming out, and it's a reggae song that I co-wrote with an ex-Call Note, actually, Ian Dunstan, the bass player.
And I'm sure your fans were really, really looking forward to that. We're going to see and hear a lot from you, won't we?
Yeah. I think now I've decided to poke my head out of the clouds. Yeah, I don't think I'll be going away for a little while yet. So,
Who are
yeah.
your managers or the record company, or are you under your own record label?
Trying to do this on my own. So it's, oh, that's another challenge. I'm getting loads of things wrong, but I've got lots of good friends. My
Lot
sister's
of
over
things wrong.
there. My sister assistant Chris is over there. She's like coming to save me on a daily basis. And
What your wish now here. Okay, tell
my
us what your
wish.
wish.
Oh my God, I just wish I could get through with this record. And it just comes out and it just does okay. And I mean, I'm not looking for a massive hit, but I just feel because I've come a long way with making the decision to give it a go, you know. And if it just comes out and it's all right, I'm happy with that. But let's see, let's see.
Time has changed since the 80s. Have you sort of changed over the period? Have you developed sort of new genres of music that you're particularly fond of?
Well, I really like most music, to be quite honest. But I think since I've started learning the logic and having the music here and trying to write in, because I used to write years ago and then I stopped because I just went off touring. But I think a newfound love of the music and like trying to create the melodies and stuff on and top lines to the music, I think it doesn't really matter what kind of music is because you get into it and you just want to make a song, you know?
Yeah. Are you talking with anybody about shows likely to be happening in the next few months?
Oh yeah, I'm still working with Shalimar and on their tour, but I'm also opening up for them. So I'm supporting Lovely. Shalimar on their up and coming tour for September, October.
Is there anything else you want to include before I ask for your contact?
My new record is released on the 24th of August. And it's called Can I? And it's a little lover's rock tune. The thing is, it's because I when I decided to make a record, I was like, back in the day, you know, everybody loved lover's rock. And I was like, where's the lover's rock music gone? And I was like, I miss lover's rock music and I really loved it back in the day. And that's why I decided to make a lover's rock tune. And it's called Can I? And it's out on the 24th of August.
Right. How do people get hold of your music?
Yes, it's LauraIne Macintosh, MCINTOSH. So you can find me on lorrainemacintosh.com.
There is a particular song I'm sure your fan would be very delighted to hear. Made it in the top of the charts. Would you like to introduce that track for us, please?
Yes. This song is called Come Around and Spend the Night.
Thank you so much. It's been absolutely a pleasure having you on LiveWire today.
Thank you.
Come around and spend the night. Don't you come around and risk your activity?
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.